patients and their families the confidence they need by offering world-class care. Learn more at slewcarecenter.org.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know what? I'm happy. Hooray.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. You know the drill. This is Thursday. Thursday is our play day. This is the day we have the fewest things scheduled. We have Bill Cleveland. We have Mike Evans. That's pretty much it. And we have you. It's a kind of a sloppy, lazy, wide-open day. This is always a good day for people to call who have never called before, and we welcome your calls. And the other thing I was thinking about on the way in today, I think what I'd like to, if I can make myself remember to do it, I'd like to start sort of getting to know randomly people who call in. So if you call and you're willing to do this, we'd like to get a little, it's not really a profile of who our listeners are, because there's no way to do that. They're all over the place. Some are younger, some are older, some have money, some barely get by. It's just anybody who likes to, you know, hear a good story and talk and have a good time. But maybe we'll start trying to get to know who you are out there, because we sit here and I never really think about who's out there. When I used to listen to the radio as a teenager, that's all I thought of. And maybe Dan did too. I used to sit and literally stare at the radio at night at home thinking, who are those people in there in that radio? Those people that are talking, what does that studio look like? What do they look like?
Oh, yes.
What's that? You remember doing that?
Yes.
And it was, for me, it was KXOK. And I listened to,
KXOK and, what else was there?
Well, Casey. There was Casey.
There was Casey, but KXOK in the early days and Curl. Remember Curl?
Curl in St. Charles.
Yeah, and then
and you remember KSLQ. Then when you finally met your first radio personality?
Oh, my goodness.
Disappointed you were?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's one of the greatest letdowns of my life.
You look nothing at all.
Curl had a deal where they would put people on the air, and the guy's name was Dave Scott. And then I found out there were like five Dave Scotts, because they all sounded at KIRL. Say, Charlie, what again? Here's, you know, Gary Puckett of the Union. And they all were trained to talk like that. So when a guy would get fired, the next guy
would be Dave
Scott. Dave Scott. And you never knew it wasn't the same guy. I mean, honest to goodness, you couldn't tell. It was the same good morning. And that puking thing we call it the pukers. And yeah. Dave Scott with you at KIRL, Curl, St. Charles. And then a friend of mine said, have you ever met Dave Scott? And I said, oh, yeah. Well, there he is over there. And I went, no, that's not Dave Scott. And they go, yeah, that's the new Dave Scott. So a lot of stations did that. Charlie, there was another, I don't want to say Charlie Tuna, but like Danny O'Day or something. They had guys who had the same names.
There were a couple of Charlie Tunas in this town, I think.
I think there was more than one Charlie Tuna.
And you told that story the one time where you went to the station to meet
South Carolina. I'll never forget.
And it was a 70 kid.
Never. I will never forget. Fort Jackson, which is Columbia, South Carolina. Gary Johnson and I'm in the car, and I've never heard such a voice in my life. Gary Johnson with you playing the hits, the top 40 hits. Coming up Sunday morning, Miss Casey Kasem. And this guy has such an incredible voice. Gary Johnson, WSOC, Columbia, South Carolina, your hit rock station. And I'm driving around, and I thought, because I was looking for a job anyway. I got to meet this guy. So it was evening, and I went, and it was a big complex. They had like an FM, an AM, and a TV station or something. So his name wasn't Gary Johnson. It was Gary something, but let's say it's Johnson. And I actually sat in the car, and I was kind of nervous to meet him because what I was hearing was a big-time disc jockey. Gary Johnson, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Come to, you don't want to miss the big Beatlemania. And so I walk in the building, and I entered, and I told the there was a, like a guard, a security guy there, and I said, I'm from St. Louis. I'm here for the Army for basic training. And I said, I'm sort of in radio. I started out in radio, and I worked a little bit in St. Louis, and I plan to go back and pick it up. And when I get back, I just love to see the station. And he said, well, sure. I'll take you on a little tour. And we're walking down the halls, and I hear Gary Johnson's voice. And I said, what studio is Mr. Johnson coming from? He said, I'll take you down there and introduce you to it. Record starts. As soon as the music starts, you know, you've got like 3 minutes. And he said, as soon as the song starts, I'll walk in and introduce you to Gary. Song starts, we walk in. Here's a zit-faced 14-year-old kid. This kid.
Really?
Yeah. It's a kid. He got up, and the guard said, you know, this guy's from St. Louis. He's wanted to stop through the station. How you doing? Nice to meet you. And I thought, wait a second.
Where's the voice?
Yeah, and then we talked for a little bit, and he said, hang on a second. He said, I got a break coming up. And he went over to the chair, and as soon as the song ran out, that's Gary Puckett, the Union Cap. Gary Johnson with you. Hit rockin' South Carolina.
So where are you from again?
It blew me away.
And I said,
how old are you? And he said he was 16.
Wow.
I said, six? He said, yeah. I said, I am the youngest, I think I'm the youngest top 40 DJ, maybe in the country, certainly around these parts. I'm the youngest. Oh, hang on a second. Got another break coming up.
Coming up later, we're going to have the latest from Petula Clark on WKY2 in Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, thanks for coming by. And it was just.
I worked with a guy, too, like that. At KWK, he was like 16 or 17. He did 7 to midnight. It was Brian Bridgman, the Rock and Roll Kid. Hey.
Hey, rock and roll kid. He said he's the Rock and Roll Kid.
Yeah, he goes, Brian Bridgman, Rock and Roll Kid. How you doing? But then when he got into his 20s and his 30s, he was still Brian Bridgman, Rock and Roll Kid. What's happening?
Yeah, I'm Brian Bridgman, the 68-year-old Rock and Roll Kid, which I have no problem with if that's what you say. Oh, look at these phones. But that I'm flipping it now. I'm going to go, who's on the other end this time? We're here, but who's out there listening? And maybe we'll get to know some people. In fact, let's just start that now. What do you say? 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, gang.
Good afternoon. Steve.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I was down in Branson, and there's this guy down there, an entertainer. Mm-hmm. His name's Jimmy Dix, and he's an up-and-coming. I got to meet him through a friend down there. And
Jimmy Dix is really an up-and-coming artist?
Up-and-coming.
Yeah, like, who's that one in Hollywood?
Steve, let me stop you and point out that these knuckleheads are trying to make something out of the fact that you said Steve Dix is up-and-coming.
Jimmy Dix
is up-and-coming. I don't personally go for that kind of stuff, but they do.
I do. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Gail. Isn't that Gail in Las Vegas? Isn't he the one that they're bringing up? And who's that entertainer you like?
Oh, my goodness. Crystal Gale?
No, it was...
Oh, Danny...
Danny Gans is dead.
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Gans died.
Yeah. So he's not up and coming.
No.
No, he's laying down right now.
He's down and gone.
Down and digging.
So what's the story about...
Anyway.
What's the story on Jimmy Dix?
He should be... He's going to be big.
Big dicks?
Yeah. Big Jimmy Dix.
Steve's never going to get a story.
All you have to do is...
now, here, you say he's going to be big. What do you base that on? Just he's that good? What is he, a singer?
He's, Yeah, he's that good. He's going to start touring with the Dixie Chicks, and they're going to call the tour the Dixie Chicks with Dicks Tour.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I think he's...
That was a long way.
Is that supposed to be a joke? Oh, please, Steve, don't tell me that's your best effort.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Now let's back up. Now we got to back up and ask, is there even a Jimmy Dix? Of course not.
I met a guy down there named Jimmy Dix.
All right, Steve, you're a good candidate to be the first listener we actually start to get to know. Steve, what is your story? Are you married?
Not anymore.
Because of your jokes?
Yeah, because of my sense of humor.
Now, are you divorced?
Yes.
You are. And how old are you, Steve?
I am just turned 50.
Oh, my goodness.
You're saying like it's horrible or something. Yeah,
yeah, it is.
You don't sound 50, so that's all that really matters. Do you have kids?
I have one child. He's 11 years old.
Does he think you're funny?
Pretty much so. If he doesn't, I beat him.
He will for the next couple of years.
Yeah. Give him a couple of years, and then he'll start to realize that your Jimmy Dix humor is not that
funny. Keep that wiener comedy going. Yeah, 11-year-olds love that.
They love wiener humor. You can't give them enough wiener humor. And how long have you been listening?
About 10, 12 years.
That's long enough to know whether or not you wanted to keep doing it, and apparently you did, and we appreciate it. Anything else we need to know about you, Steve?
No, not really. I don't think so.
What do you do for a living?
I am a superintendent for a general contractor in St. Louis.
That's a big title. Superintendent for a general... What does that actually mean?
You get to order
every... This is what a superintendent does. Frank, we go to a site. Our company will bid a project. Let's say it's $1 million restaurant, and they had bought the property, and they got all the permits, and the plans are all done. And my office will walk to me, hand me the set of drawings, hand me a set of contractors that we have subcontracted through us, and they have been awarded the bid to do the building. And they hand me the set of drawings and said, and take me out to the vacant lot and say, here you go, here's a set of drawings, here's your lot, put the building up. And I'm there from the time they break ground till the time overseeing everything, from the time you break down to the time you hand them the keys.
Wow, so you're the top of the pyramid. You're like the executive producer of a movie.
That's great. You get to tell everybody else what to do. Go put a wall up there.
Also have to decide who those people are going to be that's going to do this, right?
No, that's awarded by the... We have estimators who estimate the project, and they give them a bulk price.
Yeah, but I mean, so, who decides who the plumbing people are going to be, who the painters are going to be, who the carpenters are going to be? Is that your
Jimmy Dix?
No, it's the people in the office who send out the bids. It's the lowest bid most of the time. Like, they'll send out 10, they'll give 10 sets of drawings. They'll give a set to the painter and say, all right, to 10 different painters and say, what can you do this project for? And they usually take the lowest bid. Well, right now they take the lowest bid because that's the only way you can get a project. No. And everything's so cut so thin that your schedule is cut down, and it's really difficult now.
Let me ask you this. How do you decide when 10 companies, 10 contractors bid on, let's say, a restaurant job, at what point do you go, nah, this one's actually so low that if we go with it, we're going to end up with crap. It's going to be a not even a mediocre building. How do you know what the cutoff is?
Well, you get about five. When you get five bids, if the four of them are in line, let's say the bids are $15,000, $17,000, $18,000, and you got one at $9,000, you call them back. They generally call them back and say, hey, look, you missed something in here.
Yeah.
There's no way you're half of what these other guys are, $10,000 less, or, you know, 20% less than the rest of these guys. You had to miss something.
And if he didn't miss something, he's doing everything halfway. It's going to be a slip shot, yeah. All right, Steve, well, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Call anytime with that Branson humor. We can't get enough of that. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, John.
Great.
AM and the PM as always.
Thank you. Before we figure out a little bit about who you are, is there anything we can do for you?
Well, you were talking about the radio stations, and I don't know if I can't remember if I sent you an email or not, but it was called, and I know one of your listeners will call up to correct me, but I think I've got it, Something in the Water, St. Louis, about rock documentary with KSHE and KADI, and we were talking about where these little places are, these radio stations. They talk all about how KSHE was right next to Dan. What was the name of that drive-in out there?
Oh, it was the 66 drive-in.
That's it. Yeah, they were right next to that.
Yeah.
And they got all the old disc jockeys that were on there, Mark Close, a few of the others.
Ted Habeck,
Rich Galt. It's an excellent documentary for those of us who are getting into our, back in the 60s and 70s when this all started out.
Now, you obviously, though, were a Casey listener, right?
Yes. So I flipped it out pretty much.
But there were actually two sets of teenagers. There were the, you know, the top 40 Neil Sedaka, Gary Puckett, Beatles, KXOK people, and then there were the Casey people, and those were the wild rebellion. They were rebels. They weren't going to go with that mainstream bubblegum crap. They wanted Steppenwolf and something little heavier. And I would tune into Casey every once in a while. I just wasn't hip enough to really get into it. But it was the Casey kids or the KXOK kids. You were one or the other.
And I was, I was both really, because it was part of the Casey ones. You would hear short edition or short version of Light My Fire by the Doors, and you go to Casey and you hear the long version.
Right, right. They play the 8-minute cut.
Yes, but they also, and this is what made them so popular, especially here in St. Louis, one of the things they discussed was when bands like Boston or Kansas would come to town, they were playing in front of groups of maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people. When they came to St. Louis, because of what Casey did, played the whole album, next thing you know, they're coming to play to crowds like 9,000-10,000 people. Like, what's going on here?
No, I'll be the first to admit that Casey in the entire United States was unlike. They set the pace for a lot of AOR stations. Casey was
they did
the first to do a lot of things they did. So, John, what's your story? What do you do?
Well, I'm heading over to referee a high school soccer game. During my regular job, I'm a process server, and I'm very active in my parish community. I have three great kids.
So the process server, you're the guy that goes up and go, are you Bill Thompson? He goes, yeah, you've been served. Are you that guy?
Yes, but I don't say you've been served. I says, here, contact this particular attorney.
In the movies, it's always, you've been served.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That's the movie. You married?
The TV shows, but it's nothing like that.
Are you married?
Formerly. Mm-hmm.
A lot of
formerly married.
Yeah. Dan, I think you've led the way with our listeners in convincing them to get divorced, it seems like.
The Pied Piper.
And how long have you been listening?
I've been listening, I guess, about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I forget. I think Paul Harris was on, and I don't know why, but as soon as his show was over, I didn't know anything about your show until one day I got back in the car. And you were doing something, and next thing you know, I hear this flatulence flying across the radio. I'm like, what's this? Well, I hear laughing.
Yeah, that was Paul Harris's show. That sounds
And, you know, I tell you what, it was like putting an intravenous tube in me. I've been hooked ever since.
I thought you were going to say it was like a breath of fresh air. But I don't guess you say that about flatulence. John, we're glad to have you. Thank you for calling.
Always a pleasure, Frank.
All right.
Take care.
Now, see, this is
fun.
It's a good idea. We don't ever get to know these people. We just go, what can we do with you? What's the name of that movie? Okay, thanks for calling. One more, and then we'll take a break, and that one more will be Michael. Michael, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, gang?
I see.
It's going DJ fine, voice. Michael.
Let me tell you a story about Stevie Dicks.
No.
There's no Steve Dicks.
No, it's Jimmy. It was Jimmy Dicks.
Jimmy Dicks.
Oh, sorry about that.
And there is no Jimmy Dicks, I don't
Great know. Story, though. Now, my quick question.
No.
I heard a song, it's the background of one of your commercials. Can't remember what company. But it's got the same chord progression and intervals as that Lenny Kravitz song, It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
When did you hear this commercial?
Oh, just right before the show came on.
Oh, hang on here. Peon can probably pull it up.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Broadway Ford. That's what it's for. Broadway Ford.
Broadway Ford truck sales. Can you play it?
Yeah, sounds like a
we'll play it. What are you trying to find out what the music is?
Well, I know there's music rights and whatnot, but it sounds like it's a direct copy of that song. You got to listen to it. I'm telling you. Once you hear it, you go... You're going to start singing along, It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
Maybe it's actually that song. It's not that song. It's just a sound alike, right? I mean, it's not the
That's
actual...
That's what I'm asking. Is it a sound alike, or did somebody steal that song just for that commercial?
I don't know. Play it, Peter. Just play a little bit.
Hi, I'm Terry.
sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford business preferred network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs.
That's probably just stock production music.
Yeah.
Because they'll do production music made specifically to sound like certain songs.
Yeah, it's probably like a little variation.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Just to skirt the copyright law.
You have a good ear, Michael. What do you do for a living?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm representing a local deli that I won't name because I know you've been accused of.
And
I won't say the name, okay. But I will tell you that they just cut my hours, darn it, and I'm home doing some landscaping.
You married?
I'm engaged. She owns the house.
Way to go, man. Right. Normally I'd say engaged. Why? But now I know why. She owns a house. Way to go. What else? Does she have a nice car?
Let's see. I'm driving her beautiful YJ Jeep.
He's driving her Jeep. He's living in her house. Does she have kids? Do you have kids?
She has three little long-haired puppies.
Okay, but no human children.
No kids. I have one who's in UCM right now driving my car.
Okay. Well, good luck when you get married.
As soon as I can scrape up some bucks, like I said, I'm kind of tossing this out there. I need some help, Frank. I don't know if the gang is up for this.
You're talking to people in a business that needs help.
Yeah.
We need to help ourselves first.
I've done about everything. I'm like Dan. You know, I'm a vocal guy. I've done a lot of singing, spent a lot of time in the choir with the church. Blah blah blah, all that stuff. I'm a salesman, just like you.
What do you want to do?
Something that I can respect. You know, I loved working the deli. I love their products. Great owner and that. They're just the business is not there. They can't support me. And he's brought his sons in to run the place too. So I understood that when he just bought the place. But I helped him through the transition.
How old are you?
America's favorite age right now, 50.
America's favorite age.
It is right now. Yeah. You guys, it was a news piece. Just came on your show not too long ago.
You know what, though? I got to tell you something. For the ladies listening, as a guy, when a man turns 50, I got to tell you something. It's a devastating thing if you're looking for work. It is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the world looks at you like you're some old decrepit nursing home. And you're not. You're not. You got 20 great years ahead of you and probably a lot of experience. And I start to get really upset sometimes when I think that too much of the world thinks that the target hiring age is 28 or something. It's not. 50 is not the end of the world. My dad lost his job at 50, and I remember my mother said, well, that's it. Nobody will ever hire him. You know he's 50.
I worked for a local high school, private high school, for about 7 years, and then they just canned me. I went down, and I spoke with Dan. He doesn't know me, but I went down to the center and found out that if I was going to take that route, I would have to leave town if I wanted to make some
Don't take it. Yeah, don't. Right. At 50, you don't want to get in the radio business. Listen, I wish you the best. Good luck, Michael.
Thanks, gang. Okay,
thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a tough deal. It really is when you're 50. And you know, when people, I had a high school counselor one time, he asked me, I was 15, and he said, what do you want to do when you get out of high school? And I said, I don't know. This guy just chewed me out. He said, well, you don't know. And I said, no. He said, well, young man, you better figure it out. He says, because you're about to be a junior in high school. Well, I got news.
At 15, nobody knows what they want.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't know then, and I thought, oh, my goodness. I walked out of there thinking, I'm going to get some direction and figure out what I do. Here's the deal. Most, and I can't speak for women, but most men, I don't think most men know what they really want to do or are going to be doing when they're 30 or 35 because things happen. You know, your life takes turns you didn't expect it to take. So there's nothing to be ashamed of if you haven't found your way at 25 or 20, and a lot of 20-somethings.
36.
Yeah. Okay, 36 in Peon's case. But it's not something you can plan. You know, I interviewed for a job one time, and I didn't get the job. In fact, I was asked to leave, and here's what happened. The guy asked me to leave. He sat across from me and asked me the one question that I think is the stupidest question that any whoever is hiring can ask somebody, and it's right out of that ridiculous manager's manual. He said, where do you see yourself?
Oh,
don't you hate this?
Yes.
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Your job.
And no, you know what I said to this guy? I said, let me tell you where I don't see myself. I don't see myself sitting where you're sitting, asking somebody a stupid question like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And he says, you're free to go. And I said, thank you, because I don't think I could work for somebody like you who asks something that stupid. And, of course, I did not get that job. But it's true. You can't ask somebody that, because most people have no idea where they're going to be in 10 years. All right. The counseling will continue later. We have to take a break. And I am stepping in for John Landoff, who is, as you know, he'll be back, I think, tomorrow, but he's in Washington, D.C. He's lobbying or something. That's what he said. He said
right.
He's with a group, and they're lobbying. I'm not a political expert or genius, but I think that means you go and, I mean, is he before Congress or something?
Yeah, they talk to.
Who do you go lobby to?
I guess the senator. You go lobby to a senator, to a congressman or whatever. Excuse me, I own my own billion lot. I would like to lobby.
I'm John Lander from St. Louis, Missouri. I'd like to see Senator Thompson if I could, please. Well, the senator's busy right now. Are you kidding me? Busy? I came all the way from St. Louis. Are you kidding me?
I own my own lobby.
I own my own building and lobby.
I own my own lobby.
And he does own his own lobby. Yeah. I've been in the lobby.
Yeah.
That's at least you could call the lobby. It's the customer waiting area where they've got that machine I told you about. It's the slickest vending machine for soft drinks and water I've ever seen in my life. Worth a trip to Landoff just to see this thing work. Put your money in there, sit there and watch it. It's like an amusement park thing or something. But here's why you're probably going to go to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. You're going to go because either you've decided you want a Chevy or you would consider a Chevy. And the reason I say that is there are those people that go, I know what I want. I want a Malibu. They've already made that decision. We want you to go there and let them have a chance to sell you that Malibu. Or there are people that say, well, I know one thing. I don't want a, and then I'm not going to name a car because somebody will mishear this and say that I'm saying it's a car you don't want. But there are people who have cars that I would, my mother used to say, I would never have a Chrysler. And I don't think she'd been in a Chrysler in 20 years, but she had some memory of some old Chrysler and there was a problem with it, so I'll never have a Chrysler. So if you're one of those people and Chevy is not on that list of cars you wouldn't have, then you're a candidate. There's a possibility you'd take a look. And by the way, if you're taking a look at especially certainly GMC, a truck, do yourself a favor. Go take a look at a Silverado from Johnny Landoff, because here's a news flash for you. It's the same vehicle. It's the same thing. Full-size GMC or Chevy truck, same thing. A little change here or there with some emblems or cosmetics, but it's essentially the same thing. So why not get a Silverado and get to do business with a place you'll want to do business with again, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And I will say this, and this is absolutely true, and I've been in a lot of dealerships, and I've actually worked on the air and sold for lots of dealerships. This, as much as any dealership I've ever been a part of, gets that this should be a fun experience, that this should be exciting. It shouldn't be something you dread. It shouldn't be something you walk away from there going, oh man, I'm sorry I did that. No, it should. They'll make you the as good a deal as anybody can make you, but they're also going to make the experience one you're going to want to repeat down the road someday with, again, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Let's get a look at traffic, see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess out there in a couple of spots. If you're traveling eastbound on Highway 40, just before Highway 270, you've got a crash. It had four lanes blocked. Now only the two far right lanes are blocked. But it looks like traffic's backed up pretty solid to 141, maybe a little bit west of that. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 40, folks slowing down to take a look. It's heavy now from Lindbergh out through just past this accident at 270. Looks like southbound 270 after Manchester, there was a crash. They had a couple lanes blocked. You're slow from Olive down through Manchester. Just a little bit busy between there and Doherty Ferry. They also had some emergency vehicles on the ramp, and it was on eastbound 44 at Highway 270. Looks like they may have moved those just a little bit heavy on eastbound 44 coming up to Highway 270. Other than that, you've got the normal stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge over to 64. And then you have westbound 70 traffic slowing 370 through Mid Rivers Fall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by GMC. GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
You're just 2 days away.
No.
From when the Tigers play.
Throw back in, takes the handoff on the zone read. A seam to the 45, to the 40. Steps inside 30 and he's gone. Russell Hansborough, second touchdown of the night.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, everybody. I'm Forster Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, patriotic, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. We're having fun. Every fourth Wednesday night each summer, we host a street party in Old Town Florissant. And on September 25th, enjoy live jazz on St. Denis between Hendel's Cafe and Sacred Heart Parish. Every summer weekend, we rock to the best bands in the area. Kitty Mohler's Fanfare Band will perform at our famous Fall Festival Sunday, October 13th on our St. Francis Street Walk of Fame. It's the biggest block party in Missouri. Our force and VFW remembered 9/11 with a ceremony. Our large Veterans Day Parade on Sunday, November 10th will celebrate the 238th birthday of the United States Marines. Florissant has a strong economic engine with tremendous growth. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Make Florissant your place to call home and enjoy a life where the good times never end. Visit FlorissantMo.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide, 1-800-500-3470. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporations simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line. And your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-500-3470. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. And if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-0726. That's 800-357-0726. 800-357-0726. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41, and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-6317. That's 1-800-900-6317. 1-800-900-6317. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Until the time that I found her.
Neil Diamond, did you ever see the movie The Jazz Singer?
Yeah, a long time ago I did.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it is good.
And it stars Neil Diamond, who you don't think of as a movie star, but he stars in The Jazz Singer. And it's a great movie. Beyond, you should get it. Let me know what you think. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Bullet. Hello, Bullet.
Hello, Frank and the gang.
How you doing?
Hey, Bullet.
Pretty good. Hey, Frank, since you're a gun enthusiast like I am, I bought the new Taurus, the Judge.
It's not new. It's not new. I've had my Judge for 7 years.
Well, I just got mine. But have you shot a .45 long out of it yet?
Yes, I have. I've shot both the .410 and the .45 Colt.
Okay, how much kick does that thing have with the .45 long?
It's not bad. It's not that bad at all, because yours probably has a big rubber grip on it, and it absorbs a lot of it, and it's a pretty heavy gun, so it's not bad.
Yeah, that it is. Okay, that's what I was wondering. I've been wanting to call in for a while on that. I've had this thing for about 3 weeks, and haven't had time to shoot it yet.
And you know what? It's not. It wouldn't be the gun that I would recommend somebody who just has one gun to have. But it's a kind of a hoot. And if you ever get a chance, try to shoot a clay bird. Let somebody throw a clay bird up and try to shoot a shotgun shell out of it. It's fun, and it can be done. And it can be done. But it's a great gun if somebody tries to carjack you, because
that's what I hear. It's a great home defense gun, which I keep my, I got a 6 hour 40 I keep under the pillow, and I carry a Glock 45.
You've got other guns. You know what you're doing. Yeah, the Judge, I would say that's true. The Judge is probably a terrific home defense gun for somebody who's big enough, not a dainty little woman, because it's got some kick to it, and it's a pretty heavy gun. But, yeah, enjoy it. Be careful.
Okay.
Hey, Bullet.
Did you happen to get my email about the pinball machine a while back?
Tell me more. I don't remember. I had a lot of emails. What would it say?
I emailed you probably a year or so ago about your, I think you had the shuttle pinball machine.
Yes.
And then I basically, kind of went down a different road, but I emailed you again, but I haven't had any problems with email, so I will try that again and
please
get a view on that.
Yeah, please do. Real quickly, let's figure out who you are a little bit, because we're trying to get a little profile of our listeners. How old are you, Bullet?
45.
Married?
Was.
Wow, 3 for 3.
Yeah, 3 divorced. Maybe we caused divorce.
Well, that could
maybe
be.
Maybe something, because you know what happens? A wife, a guy's listening to this show. What are you listening to that show for? And they won't give it up. And ultimately, she divorces him. I'm kind of proud of that. I'm proud of these guys that stand by their radio station, even if it means the marriage is over. Do you have any kids?
That's right.
You have any kids?
One.
And how old?
18.
18. Boy, girl?
Girl.
What do you do for a living?
Truck driver, 27 years.
All right, good for you, man. And I got to tell you something that makes me mad. Well, since you mentioned that, there are these commercials on TV where this law firm wants to go after truckers. Have you seen this thing? And it infuriates me, and I'll tell you why. They make it seem like a great percentage of the accidents out there are caused by truckers. Not true. My dad used to tell me in a winter storm, because cars back then didn't have all-wheel or front-wheel drive, they were all rear-wheel drive, he said, get behind a trucker, because they know where they're going, they'll clear the way for you, and they're the safest drivers on the road. So when I see these TV commercials, this law firm going, hey, has a truck driver caused you to be... It makes me mad, because I don't think it's right that they paint that image of truckers. I know some truckers, and most truckers I know are far better drivers than we'll ever be. So,
absolutely, but he can't get going as fast as you.
He can't swerve or maneuver as quickly or as agilely. Agile is not a word, but the truck is not as agile as your car, and he also can't slow down as fast. So give the guy some
breathing room.
Give him some breathing room, and if they're signaling to change lanes, let them change.
Exactly.
All right, Bullet. Thank you.
And the four wheelers out there, use the turn signal. Let us know what you're doing. At least it'll give us a little bit better heads up of what you're going to do.
All right, Bullet. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
By the way, if the truckers were that bad of drivers and that dangerous, you'd see every 5 miles a truck flipped over off the side of the road.
With the amount on the road, yeah.
With the weight they carry, are you kidding me? You ever watch those people? Are you kidding me? I sound like
John. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? You ever see those guys back into an alley to a loading dock?
Oh, yeah.
And
do it
on a corner, like turn at an angle and back at the same time.
You know, it's unbelievable. Best when you see them do it one time and they're in, and that's it.
They don't have to pull forward. Yeah. The guy just nails it with two mirrors. Pretty impressive. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, gang.
How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
What's up, Joe?
I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
You guys keep talking about, are you married and 3 for 3? Well, I'm married, but I don't know for how long.
You mean it's coming to an end?
Well, yesterday, I'm in construction. A bunch of coworkers and I were sitting around talking, and I had made the comment of, my wife's an effing nutty bee.
Wow,
strong language.
And I looked down at my other phone, and she's listening to everything I said.
Oh! Hold on. Let's review. Now, wait a minute. Why was a phone hot when you said this?
I was talking. I don't know. I wear bibs, and I was in my front bibs. I don't know if I bent over and butt dialed her or what I did.
And she heard you say, my wife is an effing B word?
Nutty, yeah. B.
A nutty? I thought you said effing B. She's an
effing nutty bee.
Oh, an effing nutty bee. Well, that's even worse.
Yeah. So I get a text message about 10 minutes later going, I can't believe you said that. And I said, what? She goes, so I'm an effing nutty bee.
Yeah, you're dead. Let me just stop right here. You're dead. Okay? Yeah, you're a dead
wow.
man.
Wow.
You're dead, man.
Yeah, so.
How was last night?
You're 4 for 4.
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm with Peon. How was last night? What was that like?
Well, I went home, grabbed the gun, went hunting. Came home, and she was on the couch all mad. Mm. So I just left her be mad.
Well, good luck with this one, man. I don't know how you're going to get out of that. There's not much of a way that I can think of to sugarcoat telling a guy, and she hears it, my wife is an effing nutty bee.
And yeah. in about 3 or 4 months, when things kind of calm down that, she will bring that up.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, 10 years from now.
Yes.
No, 10. How about 40?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
You got to live with it.
Even though it's true, never say it out loud, yeah. Joe.
Hey, Joe, when she serves you with the papers, will you call us?
Well, absolutely. But you're supposed to be the problem solver, so you're supposed to solve this problem.
All right. Here's the way we solve it. Why don't you go ahead now and ask for a divorce? Because if you don't, it's going to come back the other way at you, okay?
Or here, then, well, there's not a next time, but when you get a girlfriend and you start dating again, make sure you just pick up your phone and look at it to make sure that you're not on the phone.
Now the only other thing that you've discussed this with her since you got home, so it's too late to try to say, hey, what you heard was I was quoting to a guy what a friend of mine said about his wife. Is it too late for something like that?
Oh, way too late. Okay. Way too late. Yeah. And I thought about sending flowers today.
No.
She even texted me and she says, well, this would have been a perfect for surprise flowers moment, but you ruined it.
Yeah. You're looking at a Mediterranean cruise at the very least here. Well, good luck with this. Keep us posted, okay?
All right, Frank. Thanks. Yeah.
That poor guy.
Oh, man. I don't know how you
I'm telling you, that butt dialing.
Yeah.
Man, I've done it. And you got to really, really be careful because, and I've had people butt dial me. And I'm listening to what they're saying at dinner or something at a, like a restaurant. A friend of mine, he was at a restaurant, and my phone rings, and I recognize his name. And I hear his whole conversation, and I just...
See, I don't know what the way phones lock nowadays. I don't know how that's possible anymore.
What do you mean how it's possible? Not everybody locks their phone.
No, yeah. I mean with the, whenever I'm done with the phone,
but,
I hit
the top button. I didn't do that until somebody said, when you finish a call, shut the phone.
Hit the button.
Because I wasn't doing that. I was just ending the call.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
That's when you run the risk.
Because it takes 2 or 3 minutes for the phone to go to sleep.
And that's why when I would butt dial.
And this happened a couple times to me. Outdoors Dan's number would come up on my phone, and I'd go, hello, hello, and I'd go, Dan, Dan, and I hear him in the background. All of a sudden, he's in his car. All of a sudden, I hear him start singing to whatever song's on the radio or whatever song's going.
No, he butt-dialed you.
Oh, yeah, he butt-dialed me, and every time I would say, Dan, Dan, I would hear him singing.
You know, all you can hope is that somebody will butt-dial you, and when you listen in, they're talking about you.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Then you got them for life. You got them for life. Thompson Price. That's a company that has our household for life. They really do. We're never again going to need to remodel, I don't think, a kitchen or bathroom because we've been in the house 27 years. I can't imagine we're going to be there that much longer. Kids are gone. House is too big. So we'll get out of it. But if we were to stay, I would never do what we did last time. And last time we took 3 bids and talked to 3 companies because I didn't know that much about Thompson Price. So we talked to 2 other companies. The winner was Thompson Price. And then the second thing we did, which was a bathroom, we didn't have to talk to anybody else because we were happy, so happy with the kitchen. We knew from the kitchen that the quotes were on, they were on time. They were within the price that they quoted us, and there weren't any of these, oh, well, you know, now that we're into it, it's going to be another $10,000. No, there was none of that. We knew the caliber of people who were going to be in our house. We knew how neat they were. We didn't need to know anything else. So the bathroom went to Thompson Price, and the next bathroom after that went to Thompson Price. And if we do get in another house and the kitchen needs to be redone, guess who's going to do it? Thompson Price. If you want your money's worth, if you want a company that knows what they're doing, a company that we don't want you to confuse with any other company, then we're talking about Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Go to their website, find out more, like where the showroom is and all that good stuff and some pretty pictures. ThompsonPrice.com. Don't go away. This is Play Day. We're going to take a lot more calls, and we'd love to hear from you in 2 seconds. It'll be 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTR.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks until some key provisions kick in, the fight over raising the debt ceiling, cutting spending, and the new health care law is starting to heat up with both sides. From the Capitol, here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
If the House